If you listen to last week's audio commentary, you'll know that I wasn't particularly happy with that picture, that pumpkin guy on the corner. But this picture, I hope it's not arrogant of me to say I like everything about this picture. There's nothing here that I'm not pleased with, and I'm so thrilled with how this particular image turned out. Totally unplanned, but really well executed. Can I say that? I don't know. I don't want to be all like, look at me, I did a great job. But man, I'm just really proud of this picture. I was biking to work, and this is actually my commute. What you're looking at here is the road that I go on in the morning when I'm biking to work. And I've called this picture commute because if you look way in the distance, you see two headlights coming over the hill. And I imagine that it's that person's commute that I was photographing. When I took this picture, I was biking, what would the direction be? I was biking west, and this picture is looking east toward, I don't know why I didn't get that. I'm looking east towards the sunrise, obviously. So I was biking west away from the sunrise, and I had stopped to cross the road right here at this spot. And I biked across the road, and I looked back, and there's this beautiful sunset just coming over the horizon. And I thought, man, what a great picture, but I got to get to work. So I biked for about five more seconds and stopped, and I kind of had this mental slap in the brain and in the face, and I thought, what am I doing? Why not take 30 seconds and get a picture? I'll still be on time to work. So I put my bike down. I ran out into the street. I made sure there were no cars. I took a few pictures kind of from eye level, and I don't even remember what my settings were. I think I had it set at F8. And I took a few pictures at eye level and then crouched down a little bit. And then I took one single picture basically at street level. And if you look here, my camera is literally sitting on the road. And the D750 has this flip-out screen, which is awesome. Man, do I like that thing. I don't use it every day, but it sure is handy. I flipped out the screen, set the... I think I focused beforehand. Through the viewfinder, I focused on the... something way in the distance, then set my camera down, and I didn't need to refocus it. And since I used back button focus, it wasn't going to refocus anyway unless I actually made it refocus. And I took one picture, and I didn't want there to be anything in it. And then I loaded my picture up into Lightroom later on. I saw there was this one car in it. And I thought, man, the picture's ruined. I didn't want there to be anything. But then I realized it's that one car, those headlights, that are the key to the entire picture. It adds this element of humanity. It adds this element of mystery, of motion. It takes a sunset and makes it human to me. And if you look down on the blog, you'll see the original picture, which is completely dull and black and boring and just all washed out. And I was able to transform it in Lightroom to be the image that I saw. I don't think it's over-edited. I think it represents what I actually saw that day. I exposed for the highlights here to make sure the sky wasn't blown out. That meant a lot of the detail in the shadows was still there, and the highlights were not lost. They weren't clipped. So then I brought it up in Lightroom. I played with some of the coloring a little bit, and I even sent this to my friend Ryan to get his take on it. And you can see his on the blog as well if you scroll way down. And sending it to Ryan helped me realize what I could do. My first initial edit to this photo was not good at all. And Ryan had this totally different take on it that I really liked. So then I took Ryan's and I used it kind of as inspiration for my own version of the photo. And I just can't get enough of this picture. I hope it's okay for me to say that. I don't like to sit and praise my own work, but man, this is kind of a... there's only a few times a year that I could even get this picture. And the fact that the sunrise was happening as I was coming over this hill, and it had these clouds and this car in the background, I couldn't have planned this any better. And so... there you go. I'm speaking way too long about this picture, but I hope you enjoy it too.